Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 24. The Reverend Roy Askins is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Ephesians chapter 6. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit with prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for the saints, and also for me, that words may be given to me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that I may declare it boldly as I ought to speak. So that you also may know how I am and what I am doing, Tychicus, the beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, will tell you everything. I have sent him to you for this very purpose, that you may know how we are, that he may encourage your hearts. Peace be to the brothers, and love with faith, from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all who love our Lord Jesus Christ, with love incorruptible. Today we draw this sermon series on Ephesians to a close. We have walked with St. Paul through the Christian life. You who once walked in transgressions and sins now walk by grace through faith in good works. You now walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, united in the bond of peace. You walk in love, the love of Christ. Wives submitting to husbands, husbands loving their wives, fathers caring for their children, servants and masters walking in love. And having thus walked, St. Paul now says, stand firm. You who have come from so many and various walks of life, God has made into his church. As he said earlier in the book of Ephesians, you are built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, now living stones built into the household of God. Or in the metaphor for today, you have been united from all nations and tribes into one vast army. And so having walked on the journey, been brought together by God in Christ, united together in him by the bond of peace, now stand firm. Stand firm. Stand firm, for you do not face merely a human force of flesh and blood. You see, the Christian horror writers of the 90s, like Frank Peretti, got this wrong. They made the spiritual enemy into a fleshy one. No, you face a much more frightening foe, a spiritual foe, prince of the power of the air, who seeks your overthrow. He cannot be shot or caught. You cannot trap him with nifty traps or siege engines. No earthly armor can protect against this foe. He is nothing less than the deceiver. And his cosmic forces are arrayed against you in the fight for your soul. They come to conquer and to destroy. In a beautiful gospel irony, these spiritual forces have been conquered, in fact, by the flesh of God, Jesus Christ. He left his Father's side, his Father's kingdom, that he might take on flesh. And in that very flesh, he waged a spiritual war against the devil and all his hordes. And that battle, as we just sang, has already been won. The deed is done. The victory already belongs to him. You already read the last chapter of the book. You know how it ends. And even as you already know the ending of the battle, its conclusion given away, the fight still continues. You will still continue to struggle against the devil, the world, and your sinful flesh as long as you remain on this side of the veil of death. He will continue to sow seeds of discord and false doctrine and unbelief among the people of God. And so because this battle is spiritual, St. Paul points you to spiritual tools for for this warfare, to spiritual armaments. Note that most of the weapons, most of the tools here, are actually primarily defensive, not offensive. Because in the waters of baptism, you put off the old flesh and put on the new man, clothed in Christ. Sometimes this is called the robe of righteousness. But here, the garments of Jesus are the battle regalia of a soldier. Because your baptism marked you as an enemy of Satan. And so he comes at you to do war. But as he does so, he comes at you and he does not find you, but he finds you in Jesus Christ, clothed, armored in the strength of his might. That is to say, you stand firm on the battlefield, literally in Jesus. What else do you wear around your waist but the belt of truth? Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He is the truth that sets you free, even though hordes of enemies stand against you. You wear him not only as a robe of righteousness, but also as a breastplate of righteousness that covers the vital organs. Isaiah says God himself wears this breastplate of righteousness as he goes forth cloaked in vengeance to win for his glory, for his name. He gives you this very own breastplate of righteousness as your own for the day of battle. You are shod with the footwear of peace. As we heard also earlier in the sermon series, the dividing wall of hostility separating you from God, and therefore also one from another, has been abolished. You have peace with God in Christ Jesus. Thus, equipped with peace, you stand ready on the foundation of Christ for any assault. The shield of faith, also a gift given you, extinguishes the fiery darts of the wicked one. It is said that Roman soldiers back in the day would soak their wooden and hide-covered shields in water before battle so that when the fiery arrows of the enemy would come, they would be extinguished when they hit the shields. They wouldn't set on fire. So also you, soaked in the water flowing from Jesus' side, stand with the shield of faith given you in the waters of holy baptism, ready, therefore, to extinguish the fiery darts of Satan. You also have the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit given you for this battle. Besides the sword, which can be at times offensive, all of these weapons are in fact defensive. Weapons, tools, armaments given for the rank-on-rank soldier, bonded together, tight-knit in rank and formation to bear when the assault comes. But in the end, it is the Lord who fights and wins this battle for you. You stand on the field in him. He is the sword. He is your buckler and shield. He is your rock and fortress. And indeed, the war has already been fought. You know the end. Christ stands victorious already over his enemies, protecting you, if we can shift metaphors yet again, as a mother hen protects her chicks. So take courage. Do not be afraid. You have been chosen from before the foundation of the world to be his child, and he has surrounded you with himself for the fight. Stand firm, therefore, in him. Now let us conclude, then, let us end with St. Paul's closing words ringing in our ears. Peace be to the brothers, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all who love our Lord Jesus Christ, with love incorruptible. In the name of Jesus.